Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. In our last program, we were reading from Quran chapter 16 and verse 24. The question which was asked about what Allah has revealed or what Allah has sent down. And that question was given to the infidels of Quraysh. That is, when Allah said, and when it was said to them here are the infidels of Quraysh, what did your Lord send down? And here is their answer. They said, the legends of the ancients. Yes, indeed, they know it very well. All that which Muhammad revealed in his Quran were the stories of the past. And obviously, as we covered that in our last broadcast, that the idea that what is written in the Bible is just legends, made up myths, is not true. The problem we have in the Quran, it is the counterfeit of the Bible. That is, when he took all that which is written in the Holy Bible and ruined it by mixing them with many lies and errors. And that's why people did not believe in it. And because they assumed that that is the same message of the Bible, they also rejected the Bible. The same question will be given today in the Quran to the believers, the Muslims. And that is Quran chapter 16 and verse 13. And it was said to those who fear. When Allah is speaking about those who fear, he's talking about the Muslims who believed in Muhammad. And here is a question. What did your Lord send down? Same question which was given to the polytheists, the infidels of Quraysh. And here is their answer. They said, good to those who do good in this life, good. And in the home of the hereafter, good. And blessed is the home of the fearer. That is obviously the opposite answer for the same question. For the infidels did not see anything truthful in the revelation of Muhammad. But for the believers, those who fear Allah, they see everything good concerning that which is written in the Quran. That's why the reward of Allah was given to them in verse 31. Eden's gardens, they will enter them. Below them the rivers flow. They have in it everything they desire. Likewise, Allah rewards the fear. Yes, indeed, all those who see what Muhammad received from Allah is good, they are those who believed in Muhammad and in the teachings of the Quran, and that's why they will be able to enjoy the paradise forever. Then in verse 32 we read, those whom the angels cause to die while they are good, they will say, peace on you, enter the gardens because of what you were doing. Obviously, here we see in Islam, the eternal life for the Muslim believers, those who feared Allah, is the reward of their work. Because they did good, they receive the paradise. They will live in peace for eternity in these gardens. That's not how we Christians believe. We will be in heaven, not because of anything good we have done, but because of what Christ has done for us. That is, when Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty of our sins, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And because we believe in the great salvation which was offered by the Father through the Son, in that cross of shame and sorrow, that's how we can have eternal life. The Bible said, by grace we are saved through faith, not of work, so no one should boast. And that is what obviously is written in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. The opposite message of Muhammad's teaching in the Quran. Now, let's talk a little bit about those who did not believe in Allah. The polytheists who actually believed that what Muhammad wrote in the Quran was simply the legends of the ancients. In verses 33 and 34, we read the following. Will they wait until the angels comes to them? or the command of your Lord comes? Likewise, those who were before them did, and Allah did not deal with them unjustly, but they were treating themselves unjustly. So the evils of what they had done afflicted them, and they were surrounded by what they were scoffing at. That is the punishment of Allah to the polytheists, the impotents who did not believe in Muhammad nor his Quran. Quran chapter 16, the book of the bees, started with the polytheists who were brushing Allah's judgment on them, that it is coming, it's getting near. And here in verse 33, Allah is saying, will they wait that the angels will come to them by the command of your Lord? The punishment is exactly what is coming to them. And Allah will not deal with them unjustly, because they are the ones who dealt unjustly to themselves. That's why the judgment of Allah and the evil of what they have done surrounded them. And what they were mocking at, what they were scoffing at, is exactly what happened to them. Notice here in Quran chapter 16, verse 33, is present tense. But in the following verse, that is 34, is past tense. And I do not have a clue. How can Allah, in the Quran, in one passage, he used the past tense, the present tense, the future tense, moving from one tense to another? There is no order. Amazingly also, sometimes Allah talks in the plural form or singular or dualistic, which is the style of talking to two people in the Arabic grammar. So there is no consistency in the writing of the word of Allah in the Quran concerning time that is past, present, or future, and concerning how many person is speaking or the number of those whom Allah is speaking to. Now I'd like to share with you a very important doctrine in Islam, which is that nothing happened to any human except that is exactly what Allah decreed, what Allah ordained. Before even the person become a living creature inside the mother's womb, Allah already prescribed or ordained for her or for him all that they are going to go through in life. Are they going to be happy or are they going to be miserable? Are they going to be rich or are they going to be poor? Are they going to be believers or unbelievers? What kind of sin they will be committing and what kind of good deeds they will be practicing? Everything about the human's life is already ordained before that human become a living creature inside the mother's womb. And that's not an easy doctrine to swallow, because if that is true, that means we are just robots. We have nothing to do with what we say or what we do or where we will spend our eternity. And if that is true, that means the entire Quran is literally a comedy book. And let me share with you the following verse of Quran chapter 16, that you may figure this out even from the simple reading of the word of Allah in the Quran. For in verse 35, we read, and those who are polytheists said, if Allah willed, we would not serve anything other than him, neither us nor our fathers. We did not forbade anything other than him. Likewise, those who were before them did. So what is on the messenger except the clear delivery? Notice here, the verse is very clear. Those polytheists, those who did not believe in Allah, are telling us the summary of the predestination beliefs of Islam. Allah will choose for people whom to worship and how to worship and everything about their life. So they're saying the same message which their ancestors before them said. If Allah will for us to worship nobody but him, that's exactly what we would have done. And that is solid belief in Islam. The reason I did the wrong things in my life is because Allah wanted me to do it, and I have no escape from it. So all the idols which the polytheists serve others than Allah, they serve them because simply Allah decreed for them to do so. And Muhammad's answer for that problem is very simple. Oh, All what I have to do is simply as a messenger of Allah is to deliver to you the clear messages of Allah. I am here to tell you, here's what Allah said. I have no intervention. I have nothing to do with the result of the words of Allah in the Quran. If you believe in it, it is Allah's will. If you reject it, it is Allah's will. And that is exactly the problem we have with the ideology of the predestination in the beliefs of Muslims, as it is stated throughout the pages of the Quran and the sayings of Muhammad in the Hadith.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straightway of Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's move on to another false teaching in Quran chapter 16 and verse 36. For there we read, "And indeed, we have sent to every nation a messenger." Excuse me, what? Yes, that's exactly what Allah said. He sent a messenger to every nation. Is there any truth in that claim? Because we know that all the prophets of the Old Testament, all the messengers of the Old Testament, were Jewish people. Not only according to the Bible, but even according to the Quran. Except Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam. He's the only Arab prophet. No prophet ever came from any nation except the Jewish nation. And Allah here started that verse by saying, indeed. Indeed means what? It means for certain, for sure. Indeed, we send to every nation a messenger. I am sorry, that's not true. Because I can name for you all the nations of the world, and I challenge any Muslim to give me the name of their messenger. Let's talk about the Chinese. I mean, they were here for all these thousands and thousands of years. What is the name of the prophet or the messenger which Allah sent to the Chinese people? Does anybody know? The answer is none. How about the people of Russia? How about all the people of the different countries in Europe? How about all the different nations and the people who live in Africa? I mean, you're talking about the rest of the world besides the Jewish people. I understand that sometimes God sent a Jewish prophet or a Jewish messenger to some Gentiles, as in the case of the people of Nineveh, who were Gentiles, and God sent prophet Jonah to them. But we never see in the history of mankind, not only according to the Bible, but any historians, that God sent any messenger or prophet from some other nation to their own people. This is not true whatsoever. So we have a problem. The Quran clearly taught, indeed Allah did something, and in reality that something never happened. And here is what the prophets said in the same verse, verse 36, that serve Allah and turn away from the idolatry. That was not the message given to the Chinese or any of the Gentiles of all the people, groups, and nations, except that was the message given in the Bible by the Jewish people. And by the way, not only God asked them to worship Him alone, but all these prophets and all these messengers prophesied for the coming of the Christ, the Son of the Virgin Mary, the Son of God, the Son of Man, who will die on the cross to save the world from their sins. That is what Muhammad forgot to mention in the pages of the Quran, as he continued to repeat and repeat over and over again the stories of the biblical account of such prophets, which, by the way, he corrupted beyond measure, to the point that no Muslim, I don't care how smart he or she is, can understand the Quran without going back to the Bible. And that is exactly what we have been doing throughout our study to the commentaries of the Quran. Continuing with verse 36, Allah said, "So some of them Allah guided, and some of them the error established over them." Do you understand what we have here? Allah here is confirming to us what we mentioned earlier. It is not for all the people of the world to believe in Allah, because some of them Allah chooses not to guide. And obviously those whom Allah chooses to guide are the ones who will believe in Allah, who will be led to the paradise of Muhammad. But for the rest of the people, they will be admitted into hell. This is not just one or two verses we may misunderstand in the Quran. That is exactly the entire message of the Quran. Once again, some of them Allah guided. Why Allah did not guide all of them? Because it is already written at the beginning of the creation, as we have covered that in the Quran, that Allah told the devil, Satan, that I will fill hell with the human and the jinn, those who will follow you. And it is already decreed in the book of the guarded board, all those who will go to paradise and all those who will spend eternity in hell, their names are already written there. So obviously, people have no choice to choose if they want to believe in Allah or not. As I always joke with the Muslims, and I say, Allah made me an infidel. Allah made me a Christian, even though I really, really, really inside my heart, I want to be a Muslim. I want to believe in Allah. I want to believe in Muhammad. I want to be a good Muslim, but Allah chose for me not to be so. So what can I do about it? There's nothing I can do about it. That is obviously a mocking conversation I have always carried with the Muslim believers. Those who believe that Allah chose for some to be in paradise and the rest will go to hell. Then Allah said in the end of that verse, "So walk on the earth." So see, how was the end of the denier? And I have no idea. If we walk on the earth and we see all those who deny the message of Muhammad, all those who deny the message of the Quran, all those who choose to become an infidel because Allah chose for them to be infidels, how can you walk on the earth to see their end? There's no way you can see the end, the eternity of anyone who walks on the earth, because believe it or not, when the right time comes, all men, all women will die. And when they are buried in the earth which they were taken from, that is all what we can see with our naked eyes. You could not tell me who's going to make it to heaven and who's going to make it to hell by seeing the life of the people, because as we know from the scripture, some people, they died as criminals, but somehow with God's grace and God's mercy, as we have seen with the thief on the cross, he cried out, "Remember me, Lord, when you come to your kingdom." And because he asked Jesus with a sincere, repentant heart to remember him, Jesus answered and he said to him, "I tell you the truth, today you shall be with me in paradise." So now we see a thief on the cross. We do not know even his name. His title is a thief who was killed on the cross because of his sin. But we know for sure that someday when we will get to heaven, we will see that thief as one of those who made it to the eternal life with Christ. Well, let us look at verse 37. As Allah spoke to Muhammad, we read once again with the same confirming message. "If you," that is Muhammad, "care about their guidance, so surely Allah will not guide whom he led astray. You cannot have it any more clear than that, my friends. Even the prophet of Islam, as Muslims claim, the final messenger, the greatest prophet of all, Muhammad himself, could not undo what Allah has already done. What Muhammad was trying to do is to guide the polytheists, the mushrikeen, the infidels of Quraysh. These are his family, his people, his own relatives to Islam. Allah said, you're not going to be able to do that, Muhammad. Once again, here's the verse. If you, Muhammad, care about their guidance, so surely, not maybe, not perhaps, but so surely, Allah will not guide whom he leads astray. If Allah already led anyone in the world astray, that person will never receive any guidance. As Allah ended verse 37 by stating, and they will not have any helpers. You could not guide them, Muhammad, because I already led them astray and nobody will help them. This is the sorrowful message of the terrible news of the Quran. The opposite of that is true. For the Bible clearly teaches us that God does not want one person to perish, but he wants everybody to be led to the guidance. That's why God so loved the world. So he gave his only begotten Son, that is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, for whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God's desire is not for anyone to perish, but everyone to be saved. And it is up to me and you. Will we listen to his guidance? Will we listen with a tender heart, not just our ears, but our hearts, to the truth of the gospel that God loves us so much? And if we reach out and receive that gift of eternal life from him, we will have eternal life. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.